So who would I not consider this in? Well, one obvious place are the patients who were not eligible for the E2100 trial, who had an adjuvant taxane and relapse in less than 12 months. Well, those patients actually were allowed to enroll in the previous randomized trial that looked at capecitabine with or without bevacizumab as their first therapy, and about 15% of the patients enrolled in this trial actually met this criteria. This previous trial also found increases in response rate by adding bevacizumab to capecitabine, but no difference in progression-free survival. And you'll note progression-free survival in the combination group in this study was about 4.8 months. Now, in the subset of about 15% of patients who had had an anthracycline and taxane-containing regimen and progressed within 12 months in the capecitabine trial, this is a group that does miserably. And they did miserably with capecitabine. They did miserably with the combination. So this is a group highly refractory to our best therapies. And I certainly would not be troubled by enrolling such a patient on another novel therapy study or some other investigational trial as their first regimen for metastatic disease. There certainly appeared to be benefit from adding bevacizumab to 5-FU-based regimens in colon cancer. And if you looked at the capecitabine toxicities, it certainly doesn't suggest any pharmacokinetic interactions. That is to say, the patients who got bevacizumab had the same capecitabine toxicities at the same frequency. But there were huge differences in the patient population, particularly in the extent of previous chemotherapy, both for metastatic disease and about a third of the patients in E2100 who were completely chemotherapy naive, including no adjuvant chemotherapy. Much less exposure to previous taxanes, not a huge difference in estrogen receptor status, and only a tiny minority of patients who were HER2 positive in the E2100 trial. I think the biggest difference truly is a matter of timing, in that as breast cancers progress, they express a greater number and have greater redundancy in the proangiogenic pathways. So inhibiting only one, if you wait until patients are very refractory, is not likely to be very effective or is not likely to be effective for very long. But inhibiting that same factor earlier in the course of their disease is likely to be a much greater, more fruitful strategy. And that would fit the data with E2100 quite nicely and is why for this patient, I would strongly recommend a taxane and bevacizumab-containing regimen rather than giving them some other chemotherapy combination and holding bevacizumab in reserve until further progression.